So, like I say, this is kind of a boot camp thing, and people probably never thought about this, but I thought about it pretty much my whole life, because I read Proverbs or Ecclesiastes, and it said, remember your Creator in your youth before the evil days come. And I knew this, but I really know it now, because I see that everything's just a fractal holographic pattern. So if you start to set patterns of freedom, which is based on truth, in your youth, when the evil days show up as you get older, then those patterns that you've created just become second nature. But if you have to learn those patterns, after you've already wasted half your life, you're not going to be in the right pattern mindset. It's going to be more difficult to relearn those patterns or to learn new patterns. Seriously, I know that sounds kind of like not a big deal, but I promise you it is a big deal. And so if everybody is always thinking about fun, no truth, then it's going to be hard for them when they get older to step away from that when life hits them, when the hard times hit them. It's going to be hard for them to overcome it mentally, spiritually, psychologically, whatever. It's going to be harder for them. They're not used to looking for God. And so when things hit them, that people die, people get sick, all kinds of stuff happens. Let's say we had a war. Let's say the USA had a war and you weren't prepared. You know, Charles Stanley said it too in a lot of his sermons. He said, when times are easy, get in the Word and get grounded in the Word, because there's going to be some hard times. And if you're not grounded in that Word, grounded in the truth, what are you going to do when the hard times hit? You know, you're going to be going through the pages, you're going to be looking through all the pages looking for your answer, you know. But if you already have the answer, you're already prepared. What am I trying to tell you? I'm trying to tell you that if all you think about is fun, and no truth, you're causing yourself really a bad omen. And if you look at the word fun, it means distraction and it means foolishness. And it's so ingrained in the culture that almost everybody says, it's a Friday, what are you going to do for fun this weekend? Read my Bible. They even have all work and no play makes Johnny a dull boy or something like that. They got even saying, trying to get you to live in the play state and the fun mindset. They brainwashed you from a child that life's about having fun, when it's actually about worshiping God and seeking the truth. I was raised around unchurched people. I didn't know the Old Testament from the New Testament. I didn't understand it. So to grasp the concept, after I got saved, I took a little New Testament and I put it in my sock. And so on my lunch break, I'd read Ephesians, Colossians, and I'd read it over and over and over and over and over. Romans, over and over and over. So I would carry a Bible either in my back pocket or in my sock. And you say, why a sock? Because I learned in the Coast Guard, you carry your reading material in your sock. And it's a form of fasting too, because let's say you have a passage that you don't understand. Let's say you don't understand Hebrews 6. Okay, so you don't understand Hebrews 6 and you want to figure out what that means. So what do you do? You read Hebrews 6. You read Hebrews. You read Hebrews 5, 6, and 7. You read the whole book. You listen to 1,000 sermons on Hebrews 6. And most of them don't know what it means. And so you keep reading Hebrews 6 on your lunch break at night. You listen to sermons, and eventually you get a breakthrough because you've studied enough data points where it all fits together like a little puzzle, you know. But even to this day, most people don't know what Ephesians 6 is about. Hebrews 6. And most people don't know what walking in the Spirit is. Even preachers. They don't even know how to preach on it. They don't even know what it means. The preachers don't know what it means. It's sad. And the reason is, it's a different way of looking at life. It's a new perspective than the flesh mind. It's a spirit mind. In other words, most people think walking in the Spirit is keeping some kind of rule. You cannot keep a rule. You have to get above the law. You have to live above the rules. The rules are only to teach you in the flesh how to love your neighbor in some kind of rule base. But if you're not living in, if you're above the law, you don't need the law. Why? Because you're above the law. You don't need it. You're above the law in the Spirit. So what is above the law? Love and truth. Agape and truth. What am I trying to tell you? When you understand that the Bible and all the rules and all the touch not, taste not, that's in the earth, and it's showing you that you can't do it and you need the Holy Spirit and you need to have a renewal in your heart and your mind. And a good example is when you look at somebody else who's acting stupid, right? You can say in your mind or your heart or however you want to say it to yourself, you say, okay, I used to be that way. I used to think that way. And so you don't get mad at people who aren't there yet. Like somebody told me a long time ago, she said, they're not there yet. I got mad because somebody didn't say something right, or do, or act right, or think right, or something. And she said, "Mark, they're not there yet." I thought, "Oh, okay. They're just not there yet. Everybody's on the same path, but some are a little bit more advanced than the other ones." We all walk the same path. We all have to walk the same path. Some progress faster than the others. Some get stagnated on the path. Pilgrim's progress, right? Some never get on the path. They never leave their little bubble. Their little box. They're stuck. I'll never forget that. There's a lot of things, you know, there's 5 or 6 women from online that I learned a lot from. I really did. Talking to them, you know, a woman. There's a lot of women out there with some wisdom. Don't discount them, because a lot of them have some wisdom, and they're actually trying to, I took the common denominator. They're trying to say it. They're trying to teach you in a humble way without being a teacher. You know how it's not even like a boot camp thing. It's more of like they teach you without you know. They teach you something without you even knowing they're teaching you. Kind of like, I guess, the way they do their children. And so they do, they teach your children that way, I guess, and that's the way they teach. If somebody's has stinking thinking and they're sitting there listening, they say, oh, okay, I need to help this person think different. Like they're patient with their kids and they're patient with people. Sometimes they're not patient, just like everybody else. Man or woman can lose patience, you know. Forgot what I was talking about. Oh, fun. Fun in life is Lucy. It's Lucifer. It's a distraction. It's not real. The word fun means foolishness. And there's so much with technology and everything, there's so much distractions to have fun with, you know. We're going to have some fun. Let's go bowling. Let's go have some fun. Let's go to the bar. Let's go have some fun. Let's go to the football game, basketball game. Let's have fun. And then it becomes a habit, and that's all they do is look. TGIF. Let's have some fun. TGIF. It's always about fun. And when you really study it, you realize there's a lot of agents out there that know this, and they're trying to befriend you, but they're not your friend, to try to get you off your calling and off track. In other words, you realize agents have been sent to you that are really not on your team. When you wake up to that, you'll say, oh, this place is evil. I've been friends with them 20 years, but the whole time they were a watcher agent. It kind of blows your mind when you wake up something like that.